Family Worship Primer, Episode 18.
Welcome to Bridgecast, an online internet broadcast hosted at paulthompsonblog.com. In today's broadcast, Paul may give reviews of books he's been reading, interview friends, explore church history, or consider current events, all with the hope to keep the lamp of Scripture on the narrow path. Listen in as Paul considers today's topic.
The question this week is, who were the first parents? The answer, Adam and Eve were the first parents. So this is a good question. We're starting into a segment of questions that have to do with creation, primarily about the creation of humanity. And then inside of it sits hundreds of questions. Questions we'll probably not even address specifically, but your children, as they grow, as they mature, will naturally begin to ask additional questions. And listen, that is nothing but good. That's the intention of this kind of training. That's the purpose of this, is that they would think, they would process, and then what you're ultimately trying to do here is teach the skill, teach the pattern of checking Scripture. So we have a question. What does the Bible say? What does the authority that comes from God have to say about the question that He created our minds to think about? And so the question, you have parents. Who were the first parents? Were you the first parents? That would be some of the natural questions. And obviously, then you'd be given an opportunity to teach. No, I have parents. You have parents. I have parents. My parents have parents. And my parents' parents have parents. But who's the first parents? This is really critical. This is theology 101. It's important that we get this right, because if we don't settle this with the right answer, then we are opening ourselves up to believe things that are not true. We open ourselves up to believe theologies of false religions that will teach there are parents even before Adam and Eve. But the Bible teaches that there are no parents ever before Adam and Eve. So the question, who were the first parents? The answer, Adam and Eve were the first parents. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13 shows us what we already know from reading Genesis chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4, who Adam and Eve are. But the New Testament confirms what we're taught and what we learn, and it puts it in a real concise manner. In the second chapter of 1 Timothy, in the 13th verse, "For it was Adam who was created, who was first created, and then Eve." And then we go to the Old Testament text in the book of Genesis, and we'll see they are the first parents. So the question, who were the first parents? The good news is you were not the first parents. The good news is Adam and Eve. Now, if you have older children and you read that 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13 text, read the verses around it, and it will flower out into 100 other good questions that can only be answered in the authoritative voice of Almighty God through the record of Scripture. Hey, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless your children as they learn to think and process and question and critically consider what their mind is doing as they think about these important things. May the Lord bless your children. And may the Lord bless the advancement of the gospel in our day.
Thanks for listening today. Feel free to write Paul with questions or comments related to today's topics. Helpful links can be found at the blog link related to this broadcast at paulthompsonblog.com.